To fix in the mind a list of objects, it is merely necessary to use the same principle, except that you will apply it now to two objects instead of one. You will make a mind's eye picture of the two objects together. Do not merely listen to these descriptions. Your mind's eyes should see every picture clearly. If you passively listen and don't visualize the pictures, this will not work. To the hat, which we have pictured, we will now add a hen. You must see the hat and the hen together. See both objects clearly. Enlarge them. See a large hen strutting about wearing the hat. See the hen moving about, very proud of her hat. Or see the hen making her nest in the hat. But be sure and see a picture of some kind in your mind's eye combining the hat and the hen. The second combination picture is of a hen and a ham. See a big ham out in the yard. The large hen runs and jumps on the ham and dances a jig there. See the objects larger than usual. Have them exaggerated out of proportion. Actually see the motion. See, if possible, a hen of some distinct color, a red or white hen, and a definite picture of a whole ham or a slice of ham. Maybe it's green ham. See only two objects, hen and ham, in this picture. Do not see the hat in this picture. See two objects and only two in each picture. As you add a new one, ham, you drop the first object, hat, and see only the hen and ham. The next combination picture is of a ham and a hare, spelled H-A-R-E, the rabbit-like animal. See the ham on the ground being pushed and rolled along by the hare. It is hard work for the hare. See him exerting all his strength to move the ham. See clearly the ham and the hare. See the hare sweating. Do hares sweat? It doesn't really matter as long as you remember. The next combination picture is of a hare and a hill. See the hare scampering down the hill as fast as he can run. Every now and then he turns his head in fright to see if he's being followed. See him clearly running down the hill. Make clear pictures. The ability to retain visual images depends upon the clearness with which you actually see the objects. Try now to increase the vividness of every visual impression. It is important that you see only two of these objects in every picture. While you may be able to picture 3, 4, or even 5 in one picture, you will not be able to picture 20 items in each picture. We are chaining two pictures together at a time, linking two pictures to form a chain of 20. The next combination picture is of a hill and a shoe. See a steep hill or a mountainside, which you will consider a hill. As you watch the top of the hill, an object appears to drop from the sky, landing on the hill. It is a large, dilapidated shoe, a giant's shoe. You readily recall the big shoe and the pictures of the old lady who lived in a shoe. Use a shoe of this size in your picture. See it sliding down the hill. The next combination picture is of a shoe and a cow. See the shoe, which is rapidly moving, strike a cow grazing in a pasture. The poor cow is badly frightened. She throws up her heels and runs away. The next combination picture is of a cow and a hive, as in beehive. See the cow, either a new cow or the same cow as in the previous picture. She is still running and notices a large hive. With lowered head, she charges the hive, striking it with her horns. The next combination picture is of a hive and an ape. See the upturned hive rolling about until finally a large ape comes out and looks about in a dazed sort of way. The next combination picture is of an ape and a woods. The ape sees woods nearby. See him climb the trees and swing from one branch to another. Now, go back and see your first mind's eye picture, the black hat. What was in the picture with the hat? The hen. What was in the next picture with the hen? A hen on the ham. What was in the next picture with the ham? A hare pushing the ham. What was in the next picture with the hare? The hare was running down the hill. What was in the next picture with the hill? A giant shoe falling on the hill. What was in the next picture with the shoe? The shoes hit the cow. What was in the next picture with the cow? The cow hit the hive. What was in the next picture with the hive? An ape saw it. What was in the last picture with the ape? The ape was swinging on trees in the woods. If you were paying attention and forming the pictures, you probably knew 8 or 9 or 10 out of 10. This is a huge improvement from the pretest. If you were not paying attention and merely listening to the words without visualizing the pictures, you may not have done as well, which proves the point that the pictures help. If you were not forming the pictures, try it again. The pictures that we have suggested have been merely suggestions to give your imagination a start. Should other pictures occur to you, by all means use them, but do not make them too commonplace. As an example, here are 5 other ways to link the ham and the hare. See the hare with the ham tied to its back like a pack horse? The hare may be seen dragging or pulling the ham. The hare may have the ham tied to its tail. The hare may be pictured as much larger than the ham, or vice versa. The ham may be hollow, and the hare may be seen hiding in it and timidly peeking out. The hare may be seen eating a slice of ham. As an example, here are 2 other ways to link to the ape. The ape could be playing basketball with the hive instead of a ball. The ape could be working in the woods as a lumberjack cutting down trees. Now let's complete the list. The next combination picture is of a woods and a tide. See the woods on the edge of a body of water that we picture as the tide. See the waves breaking along the shore and the spray dashing on the trees of the woods or even flooding the woods. The next combination picture is of a tide and a tin. See a large tin can floating on the tide. It's a 6-foot-high tin can. Visualize the picture clearly and accurately. The next combination picture is of a tin and a team. Bring exaggeration into play. This tin is so heavy, it takes a team to move it. The next combination picture is of a team and a tire. See the team frightened by a large tire rolling towards them. Now try to form the next combination pictures yourself. The next combination picture is of a tire and a hotel. The next combination picture is of a hotel and a dish. The next combination picture is of a dish and a dog. Next is a dog and a dove. Next is dove and tub. Next is tub and nose.